learn the zayin and aleph, diamond of the mishnah. Hareini nazir, amar hareini nazir achas gedola. I want to be a nazir achas gedola. What does mean achas gedola? I want to be a very tall and unique nazir. No, what it means is I want to have a long. Amen. I want to have a very long term of naziris. Achas. It should be achas. It should be one term. Which means it's at the end of the term, I will bring only one set of korbanos, and it should be gedola. It should be more than your standard size.
Ordinarily, Zion, I'm an aleph or a bay?
I'm an aleph. I'm an aleph. Omar hareini nazir achas gedola hareini.
What does that mean? That
I want to have achas. We learn the sugi of nazir in the zir olam. What's a nazir olam? A nazir olam is he's a nazir his entire life. Every 30 days, he has to cut his hair and bring korbanos. So you have to. There are multiple.
Really?
Yes. There's a nazir oilam, a nazir le'oilam. A nazir le'oilam.
What happens if someone comes to us from when they're born?
Their mother, Shimshain.
That's what I'm saying, Shula Navi.
So that's a nazir le'oilam. Nazir le'oilam.
So they have to cut every 30 days?
No. Nazir le'oilam never cuts his hair, never brings korbanos. He never brings korbanos. His entire life, he's a nazir. There are no korbanos, and he never cuts his hair. A nazir oila means every 30 days he has to renew. Every 30 days he cuts his hair, he brings korbanos.
But the exception of Shimshon and
Shimshon is a nazir le'oilam. Nazir le'oilam. And then there's a nazir stam nazir. Let me explain to you all the terms that's in the nazir. Let me explain. There's a regular nazir. Stam nazir says shleishim yoim.
Yeah.
Then there's a nazir oilam, which means every 30 days you have to cut your hair and bring korbanos. Then there's nazir le'olam, your entire life you're a nazir and you never cut your hair, you never bring korbanos. Then there's something called a nazir achas gedola, which basically means I want to be a nazir not for 30 days, but for a longer period of time. You can specify. I want to be a nazir for 50 days. I want to be a nazir for 100 days. I want to be a nazir for a year. One term. You're not going to cut your hair, let's say, for a year. And then when it's over, you cut your hair, you bring korbanos. So it's not, you don't do it 12 times in a year. You do it once, and there's an end. That's called a nazir achas gedola. A person says.
And so let's say someone's a nazir loilam.
With a lamid? Yeah. With a lamid, then you never cut your hair. You never bring korbanos.
So when do you have to cut? I mean, you said you have to
never.
Do it every 30 days.
That's a nazir oilam without the lamid.
Oh, that's really the cover you're saying, though.
There's a nazir oilam and a nazir le'oilam.
Right, what's the difference? Oilam, le'oilam.
Oilam means perpetual. Oilam means you want to be a nazir perpetually. You want to continuously renew the cycle of nazir.
And le'oilam means?
I want to be a nazir only one time, only one term, forever. My nazir should last my entire lifetime.
That's le'oilam.
That's le'oilam with the lamid. That was Shimshon.
I got it.
Nazir Leilam. Okay, now over here we have Omar Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, a new type of Nazirus. I want to be a Nazir, one term of Nazirus, but I want my term to be Gedola. I want it to last for a long period of time. How long is long? Well, you have to specify. You have to specify if you want it to be a year, it to be 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. We'll see. Next case. Well, let's say the person is Hareini Nazir, Nazir Achas Kitana. Afilu mikan v'ad soif olam. Now we get into some syntax, some expression. Even if he says, I want to be a nazir mikan v'ad soif. He says both things together. Hareini nazir achas kitana. I want to be a nazir achas kitana. Kitana means just for a short period of time. Afilu mikan v'ad soif olam. What does that mean exactly? A very vague term. We'll see. It doesn't matter. He is a nazir shaloshim yoim. If he does not specify how long the term gedola is, or how short the term kitana is, if we don't specify, we have no choice but to bring upon you a standard, off-the-shelf term of nazirus of 30 days. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Let's see the Rashi. Is there a Rashi on the Mishnah? Is there a Rashi on the Halakha Mishnah? The latter Rashi is on this page. On this page, where's the Rashi over here in the Mishnah? Rashi is the last word. Amar harini nazir achas kitana. Loi tei pechusa mishloishim. If a person says the word kitana automatically means 30 days. V'afilu amar. Even if the person harini nazir yoim echad. Over here, Rashi is coming to foreshadow the Gemara. If a person says, I want to be a nazir for 1 day. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a nazir for one day. So when you say harini nazir, you become a nazir automatically for 30 days. But you said one day. Doesn't mean anything. One day means nothing. Harei zeh nazir shloshim yom, v'lefish ein nezirus b'chusa b'shloshim. Oyesh amah harini nazir achas gedoylo, afilu amah nazir Rashi, different gears. Rashi had the gears, achas ketana, achas gedoylo. Our Mishnah says, a nazir achas gedoylo, achas ketana, is a reversal. Rashi had the gears in the Mishnah, the reverse. It doesn't really matter. Afilu amah shetei gedoylo mikan v'yat seifa. According to Rashi, when the Mishnah says, I want to be a Nazir Gedoyla, it's going back to define the case of an Achaz Gedoyla. It means, Harei Zayin Nazir Ella Shaloy Shem Yoim. Why? Kid Omar Begumar, the Omar Hachi Hachi Mashma, the Omar, Aricha Le Hadon Nizirus, the Shaloy Shem Kim Mikan Ad Soifalim. We interpret his words. If he says Mikan Viad Soifalim, what he means to go say is, this experience is going to be very difficult for me. It's going to be like I'm traveling, I'm going from one end of the world to the other. 30 days for me, not to drink yayin, not to contaminate to the dead, to observe, not to observe the laws of Nazirus, is so difficult for me. It's as if I'm going to take a journey, travel across the entire world.
Yeah.
When he says, mikan, when it says those words, mikan v'yat soif ha'olam, does not mean to say, define a time period.
Yeah.
It means to say that the difficulty in me observing the Nazirus is very great, like the difficulty there is in traveling across the entire world.
Yeah.
But how long does he have to observe the Nazirus? Only 30 days and not more than that. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash of Shlomo Benu Shlita. Mi Shalom Amelech Shah Shalom Shalom Mamalki Rabbanon. Greetings, you look so nice today, wearing a white shirt, like a Ben Torah. Look, a really shibacha today, wearing a white shirt. Look, white shirt. No, it's not right. Wait, there's some lines in it. There's some stripes in it. I can't see. It looks like it came out of the washing machine. You didn't iron it yet.
Me.
Come, I'll iron it for you. I'll iron it for you while you're wearing it.
Vita.
You won't get burnt.
Vita.
Mishnah. Amai. Frek the Gemara. Amai. Vaha mikan v'at soif olam kamer. When this fellow said
the seifa.
And according to Rashi, he's going. He says it's a combination. He says two steps. Hareini nazir achas gedoyla mikan v'atsoif ha'olam. That's what he said. Lachmo. Hareini nazir achas gedoyla mikan atsoif ha'olam. What does that mean?
That's Rashi's guess. Even
according to Rashi, that in the reverse. Katana, but that's how, when it says in the mission that line, it's going back on the Gedoyla. So you said everything together. I want to be a Nazir Achas Gedoyla. One term of Nazirus, that's Gedoyla. And what is the definition of Gedoyla? Mikan V'atsoif Ha'olam. Now, what does that mean, Mikan V'atsoif
Ha'olam? That's the Lashon he said.
Yes.
So now
he says, he says both. Hareini nazir achas gedoyla mikan v'ad soif olam.
But according to the Gemara, when he says nazir achas ketana, I feel him a kan matzav, even if he adds that.
No. Achas ketan, he did not eat anything. According to Rashi, when he says achas ketan, he did not eat anything. Hareini nazir achas ketana, period. When the Mishnah concludes, afilu mikan v'atsoif olam, it's going back on when he said
that words
right.
Also.
Hareini nazir achas gedoyla mikan v'ad soif olam.
Okay.
What does that mean? It means I want to observe one term of Nazirus.
Yeah.
How long should my term be? Should it be for 30 days? Should it be for a year? Should it be for 10 years, 7 years, 30 years? Should it be for the number of years that I'm married? If I'm married for 30 years, so it should be now for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
What is the word when you say, so when you're defining, it means mikan ad soif olam. Now, I don't know what that means. Mikan v'ad soif olam sounds like an expression which means for a very long period of time.
Sounds like forever.
Forever, that's what it sounds like. Okay, that's what it sounds like, right? For, what does it mean? It's not to be taken literally. It's not a literal expression. It's an expression which means a lot. But he did not define what a lot means. He just says gedoyla, and what is gedoyla? Mikan v'ad soif ha'olam. It's an expression which connotes a very, very long period of time. So the Mishnah says, sir, if you did not specify a number, 30 days, 60 days, 120 days, 90 days, then we can't help you. if you're not going to clarify what you meant to say with clarity, it says in the parsha of Noah, it's very important to appreciate this point. If you only came and learned this tonight, it would be kedai. Ish kiyafli. What does it mean kiyafli? Yafli means many things. It means a pella, wonder. It means to express. But what it also means in the Gemara over and over, it means to clearly define your words. By nezirus, does not apply anywhere else in all the halachas. You have to clearly express what you wanted to say. Yafli means to express yourself with clarity. Like why Jacobson? He explains himself, right? He makes sure you understand
today,
what he says.
Today, Nazir, if someone were to make chasham,
he's in a lot of trouble. A person today can be makabel upon himself nezir, but he can't bring kabbarnas. So that's why there are people out there that are nezirim and they're in a lot of trouble because they can't. They're nezirim for their whole life and they have to be shoyl on the ned. If they want to be ois ned, they have to go to a chacham to go to
bezdin.
A nazir.
Gerd Sedek.
Okay, so there are people. Okay, so weiter. Hareini, so if amai frekdim v'amai, when a person says, I want to be a nazir, achas gedoyla, mikan, v'ad soif ha'olam, why does it not work, v'amai, why don't we say, v'amikan, v'ad soif ha'olam, kama, why is he only a nazir for 30 days? Why not suggest he should be a nazir his entire life? And every 30 days, he will renew the nazirus, or maybe it'll be like a nazir li'olam. Achas means really li'olam. It'll be like a nazir li'olam, like shimshain. His entire life will be a nazir, and because he says mikan v'at saif olam. Let's see Rashi. Rashi.
So what's the kasha? Why does he say mikan v'at saif olam?
The Mishnah says that if you say achas, it's only 30 days.
Yeah.
Why only 30 days? He expressed himself and he said he wants to be a nazir forever.
Rashi gedoyde means 30 days.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Dibra maskel amai. Where's the Rashi? Im yesh mahalach v'ad oisid. No, that's the next piece of Gemara. Let's see. Let's look. No, the Rashi in the Mishnah. Afilu amar shadehei gedoyle mikan v'at saif olam. Harei ze einoy nazir ela shloshim yoyim. The Gemara is going to explain what this term means is that when he said mikan v'at soif olam, he's not intending to give a zman. He's trying to explain the difficulty level.
Yeah, but keep in mind,
yeah,
that it's going on the reish of the Mishnah, gedoyla.
Right, Rashi explains that.
Yeah, yeah.
There are two parts.
Why does he call it gedoyla if it's only until 30 days?
Only.
It's a big thing
for me. Achas gedoyla. It's a gross zach. It's
a
gross zach. Okay, fine. So I feel like amai. Anything more says no. Hachi kamar. We have to explain his words. When he said, we want to welcome to the Bet Midrash.
So what's second?
Mr.
So what's second?
Rappaport.
So what exactly is the Gemara asking? Why is he saying, what's
the Gemara is coming to challenge the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola Mikan V'at Soif Olam, he's a Nazir for 30 days. Frek the Gemara. If he says the word Gedola, and he also says, Mikan V'at Soif Olam, doesn't
it
imply that he wants to be a Nazir forever? Which means he'll be a Nazir Shimshon.
I got it.
And if the Gemara, no, when he says, Mikan, the at soif olam, that is not meant to be defining the length of zman.
Yeah.
It's coming to express the difficulty, the mesiras nefesh that he has to do this, not to drink wine and mimtam lemesim. Hachi kamar arichali hadamilsa. The acceptance of being a nazir for 30 days to me, in my situation, is so difficult. It's so long. Aricha means it's like forever. I feel like 30 days is forever. It's like eternity. It's like the guy who told his professor, if they tell me I love you so much, my professor, if they tell, the doctors told me I have only one day left to live, I would want to spend the whole day with you, my professor. I'm going to come to the university and spend the whole day with you, my professor. Why? Because coming to your class is so boring. It's an eternity to sit in your class. That's how boring it is. So he's saying over here, that's exactly what Pshat in the Gemara. That the difficulty of me observing 30 days is an eternity.
Yeah. Because it's very difficult. It's like he doesn't know when it's going to end.
Round off Zayin Amar Aleph. We're the third line after the Gemara. After the Gemara, the Mikan V'Yad Soif Olam. Okay. So therefore, very good. So far, we're good. We learned the Mishnah, we learned the Gemara, and now we're going to go learn Anayazach, Tanan. We learned the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Mikan Ad Mokoyim Plon. I want to be a Nazir from here until Rabbi Yisrael Lehman's house. I want to be a Nazir Mikan the Ad Mokoyim Plon. And the Mokoyim Plon is Rabbi Yisrael Lehman's house. From Rabbi Shmuel Shul to Rabbi Yisrael Lehman's house. So what is halacha? What is halacha? Oimdim. So we go out and we make an evaluation. How long does it take to walk from the shul to Rabbi Yisrael Lehman's house? So if you walk out and you make a right, then you'll be there within 5 minutes. But if you make a left, you got to go around the entire world until you get back. It'll take a very long time. So oimdim, kama yomim. How many days does it take? Mikan the ad mokoyim ploini. If it's pachas mishloishim, if the experts come to the conclusion that the distance is less than 30 days, nozir shloishim yoyim. If the amount of days, okay, we're going to measure it in days, that is the way we interpret his words. If it takes less than 30 days, then it's going to be 30 days. Vimlav, let's say, I want to be a nozir from the amount, from mikan, the ad, let's say, think of a good place, ad until Chicago. Chicago.
If it's less than 30 days, then he's a nazir for shleishim.
30 days.
But it's not 30, then that's not 30 days.
30, no, because there's nothing less than 30 days. The smallest amount, anything less than 30 days, automatically 30 days.
I got it.
But let's say I want to be a nazir from here until Chicago. How many days does it take to walk to Chicago? I don't know. It takes a very long time. It takes more than 30 days. Make an evaluation, and that you observe one term of nazirus for the amount of days that it takes to walk from here to your destination. V'im lav nazir kiminyan hayomim. The number of days. The number of days that
what
it takes to walk.
What happens if it takes 31 days?
So 31 days. So it's one term of nazirus for 31 days. But it takes a year. So it's one term of nazirus for a year. Frek de Gemara, why? If a person says, Hareini nazir mikan v'ad mokoyim ploini, why is that different than our Mishnah, mikan v'ad Ha'olam, mikan v'ad ha'olam. Just like there, it's an expression which does has nothing to do with the time of how long you want to be you want to observe, but rather the expression mikan v'ad ha'olam means that it's difficult.
Yeah.
Say the zel b'zach. The person over here means to say that the difficulty in being a nazir is like it's like traveling this very long trip from here to Chicago.
And you see that the Mishnah doesn't interpret it
just
like, that.
Like in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says mikan viad ha'olam, there it means difficulty. It does not mean distance. So too, when a person says mikan viad mekoyim ploini, also it means
so
difficulty.
He's asking a question on the Mishnah.
Yeah,
so now,
there's a contradiction between our Mishnah and this Mishnah.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, if Hachinami Arichali Hadom Ha Milso Ki Mikan V'Ad Mokoyim Ploini, it's very difficult to travel to walk across the entire country. Amar Rav, Rav says. So here's the answer. Rav is the Mordechai answer. The case of our Mishnah is when the person is sitting on his couch. He's sitting on his couch. He's reclining. He's relaxing. He's having a pina colada and eating a cookie that was provided by Rabbi Shulman to Rabbi Shimon Shul, and he's enjoying himself. And he says, Hareini Nazir. Achas gedoyla mikan v'ad mikoyim ploini mikan ad ha'olam. If you have not yet set out on the journey, then obviously then we have permission to interpret your words to mean difficulty. It's very difficult for me to travel from here all the way to Chicago, to California. It's a very long trip. The haraya, I'm sitting at home in the comfort of my home, enjoying liquor, alcohol, and alle gute Sachen. So obviously, it's going to be, then we have a right to interpret your words that when you said mikan, the ad mekoyim ploini, as an expression of difficulty. But the mission that says we make an evaluation, is it going to be 30 days, is it going to be more, is when a person made this statement when he's on the road. He's traveling. So the fact that he's traveling is a gilui, that it's not difficult for him. Then we have a right to understand these words as a defining a state, a definition of zman. Omer Ava, shehechzik baderech. Fedek the Gemara. Okay, so what is the term that we're going to use? What is the term? So we measure days. The person makes a statement. I'm going to travel. I'm going to be mekabel hareini nazir achas gedoyla mikan v'ad mekoyim ploni. Mekoyim Ploni. So you could say, so what is the determination? Days. How many days does it take to walk from here to there? Who says the unit of measurement is days? Why don't we say footsteps? Footsteps. How many parsois or the label that we call parsu parsa? Not footsteps. Not
then
footsteps.
It's very difficult to
it means,
see how many
it means
days.
A parsa is a mil. How many units of measure?
But then it's very difficult to measure the time.
It's
time
difficult
frame.
Either way. It's difficult to measure distance, whether in days and traveling. It's the same calculation. You make a calculation. Why is the determining amount of days determined by the amount of time it takes to travel, the days to travel? Why don't we make the determination based upon distance, miles, a million?
How are you going to figure out how many days?
You go Google Maps. You figure it out. No. Google Maps. And seriously, they had ways. They had ropes. They figured out. They knew how to make the calculations. There was already. They already knew that. Why?
So why is it more preferably?
That's Mars Kasha.
Miles.
So, that's Mars Kasha.
How long is a
Paris?
A
Paris is three mil. It's four mil. Four mil. And a mil is 3/4 of a mile. That means a Paris is approximately 3 miles.
Three miles.
So the level called Paris to Paris. So why are we going based upon days? How many Paris can a person travel in a day? The Gemara tells how many parasites can you travel in a day?
Yeah, 40. You just.
Not 40.
Ten. Oh, I'm sorry, 10.
So therefore you could basically you can make the term a lot.
You're saying Paris is, you said Paris is
3 miles. Four mil.
No, how many miles did you say?
3 miles. The Paris is about 3 miles.
So you can only go 30 miles.
A mil is 3/4 of a mile. 3/4 of a mile. So 4 mil is 3 miles. And a person can travel approximately about 10 mil in a day. 10 mil in a day is 30 miles. That's right, 30 miles. You can walk, it's a lot. It's a lot to walk. I once hiked 32 miles when I was in Mugin Avram. I'm still on the record. Go to Mugin Avram. I'm sure
is
no
monk.
One.
Is it Mugin Avram monk?
No, different camp. Mugin, Baruchat Hashem. Morgan Avraham. Okay, I bet you I'm still on the record. We was a suicide mission. We hiked 32 miles. Okay, the next day they gave us an award.
But you didn't do it nonstop.
We walked a whole day. Whole day. We got Kivosikin. There were like 30 of us. Kivosikin. It was a concert, a Shelley Line concert that night. We missed it because we came back in the dark. And the next one, they took the van. With the odometer, whatever you call that, the guy, and they traced our footsteps, and they determined that we walked 32 miles and in front of the whole camp. They called us up, and they gave us an award. They read over the people who had the previous record, and we broke their record by far. And I bet you I'm still in the record book, my legacy in life, my legacy. What?
What award did you get?
Nothing. I couldn't walk for a week. And my feet, they hurt me for a week. Mamish suicide, like crazy. Today they would do this. Their parents would sue the camp in a second. Right. Child abuse. Okay, so it's hard to believe that a person can walk 30 miles a day. It's hard to believe that. Is that what it says in Gemara? Surely, it says in Gemara 10 parasites a day. A person can walk in a day 10 parasites. It's hard to believe that. I walked 32 miles, and it took me a week to recover, and I would never do it again. Vaita. Amra Papa. So the levical parasu paras, Amra Papa, the more Papa is, but Asha, the low money parasu. There, Papa answers, we're going in a case, we're a location where they did not measure by parasites. It's a matter of culture. Culture. Every culture, there's a different way. Look, we have miles. You go outside in Europe, it's kilometers, right? Kilometers. Miles, kilometers, inches, meters. Every country, every city has their own technique in measuring distance. So you can't say the parsecs because we're going in a place where people don't think like that. The way people measure distance is days. When you want to go tell a person how far is it, so some places it's 3,000 miles. Other places you say it's 50 days. There are different units.
So in different places they say that This is exit 19 on the freeway.
Right, there are different ways of defining of markers of defining distance. So if you're going in the case of the Mishnah is going in a place where the way that people would describe length. How far is this location from here? So in one culture, they'll say it's 30 miles. In another culture, they'll say it's 10 parsois. So
no difference.
But it makes a difference. It does make a difference because now when it comes to being Hareini Nazir, Mikan, the Ad Mikoyim Ploini. So if you're going in a place where the way people talk distance is measured in terms of days, so let's say it takes 100 days. So then you're a Nazir for 100 days. But if the way they measure it is in terms of parsois, so then it's only 30 parsois. So I'm just going to 60 parsois, whatever it is. Then the amount of time you have to be a nazir will be determined based upon the common way unit of measure of that location.
The Mainafkim comes out the same thing.
It doesn't come out the same thing. Because a day you can go 10 parsois. So every day is one. If you go back buser days, it's one. And if you go buser parsois, it's 30. It's 10. So let's say it's 10. So if a person says, I want to be a Nazir, Mikan the Ad Mikoyim Ploni, and it takes to get there 100 days. So if you go Basar days, I'm a Nazir for 100 days. If you go Basar Parsois, it's 1,000 Parsois. So therefore, you have to be a Nazir for 1,000 days.
You don't know if it's by walking or by camel or by bus.
I don't know.
You say it's a certain parsois, right?
Parsois. When it says in the Gemara that a person can walk 10 parsois a day, does that mean by foot? I think it means by foot.
Is by foot.
By foot. It's very
shre. Today's day and age, you don't talk about.
I'm talking about walking with your feet. I'm talking about walking. A person can walk 10 parsois in a day. Really? That's a lot. It's 30 miles. That's a lot. That's a lot to walk. An average person can walk 30 miles a day? I don't believe it. I don't believe the average person can work. The average person can work the most 10 miles. I mean, people get tired. You know, I don't know, a different culture. Young, how old? Young, old, the place. Vaita. Fact the Gemara. Will they have a call Avna Vyavna? The Gemara is, okay, how about neighborhoods? The Gemara now wants to find the universal measurement used all over the world. They do not count by parts, they count by days. Fact the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha. Will they have a call Avna Vyavna? Avna means a neighborhood. A neighborhood, a machoz. So therefore, how many neighborhoods do you have to pass to get to this location? That's where we travel. You get MapQuest.
So what's the kasha?
Right, you have to go to this city and that city and that city.
So what's the kasha?
So the question: if you a person makes a statement, I want to be a nazir mikan the ad mikoyim ploini. So the Gemara says, well, let's see, how many days does it take to travel from location A to location B? 100 days? So you're a Nazir for 100 days. If you go after Parsois, you would be a Nazir for 1,000 days. So the Gemara says, but I have a better answer. Neighborhoods. How many neighborhoods are there between this house, between here and there? Neighborhoods? Oh, there are 30 neighborhoods. And Avon is a neighbor. How many neighborhoods do you have to pass in order to reach your destination? So count the number of neighborhoods, and that's going to be the number of terms of Nazirus. The Leve Heavy call Avna the Avna, and Avna is a Machois. Look at the first wide line of Rashi. Rashi says, Leve the Iko Mimoko Mimoko the Iko, Mimoko Imploni Ad Kan, Ki Ilu Kabul of Chod Nazirus Lechol Avna. Now Rashi over here says something over here, okay? Lechol Chad Nazirus. Now, one thing I did not clarify, I did not say correctly. In fact, I said it wrong. Devorim Shamariti To Sem Yodi. And that is, I told you, one long Nazirus of 100 days. No, it means for every day that it takes to travel, you're going to observe another term of 30 days. If it takes to travel to this location 30 days, that means you're going to have to be a Nazir for 30 days, 30 times. Every 900 days.
That's what it means every time?
Yes, okay, there's a Nazir.
That's like
Oilam, right, not Li Oilam. What?
Different zeros, so it's one on top of the...
Each term is unique. Each term is a separate term. If you tell me you have to wait to finish it.
Each term you have to go to cut your hair?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, let's go through Rashi, all the Rashis, very quickly. Rashi from the Gemara starts,
8.3 years
for what, for 30? 30 terms of the zeros times 30 times.
It's 900 days.
Okay, let's im yesh malach harayis mokem pachim shoshim yom harayis another shoshim yom. We'll go back. My aim hachin. I'll go to the next Rashi. Let's go down to where it says Amar Rava. Okay, Amar Rava. It's right in the middle of the Rashi where it's still narrow. Amar Rava. Hasam like lemer hachin de shehichzik.
Where's Amar Rava?
Amar Rava.
Yeah, I have an
Hasam. Hasam like lemer hachin de shehichzik v'derech kvar askinan. We're going in the case over here where the person. This is the answer to the steer to the mission and the bride and the mission to Mishnayis. If you're at home, you're relaxing on your couch, and you say, I want to be a Nazir, the amount of time it takes to travel, then we interpret your words to mean it's difficult for me.
Yeah.
But if you're already traveling, you're already in the car, you're already walking on the road, and you make the declaration, obviously it's not difficult. And therefore, you mean to be Mekabel and Nazirus. Amarava. Ha 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 sam leke le meyamah hachi deher shehichzik baderech kvar eskinan. To hoil. Vehichzik baderech vekoamar mikan vead mokim ploani. Moichach milsa. It's moichach milsa. The adaita de lehevi nazir calls man shiyehe baderech kamar.
Yeah.
Because you're traveling. Yeah. And I'm traveling, it's not so difficult.
Yeah.
The oil also came on the hichzik baderech lekel memadarichalei milsa. The man vian mokim ploini de chazen on the loyarichalei derech. It's not so difficult.
But if I didn't do it, lekel memadarichalei milsa, that's difficult.
Because you're already traveling, saying to the Sano, he's repeating himself. Says the Kvar, the kapadech amas nisa and gufa, the mikan vian mokim ploini, the levi called parsu parsa, chad nizidos. You see, Rashi learns.
Wow.
You go look at other Rishonim. You look in Tosfos, I know you look at other Rishonim. Rashi learns that when the Gemara says that I want to be a Nazir, Mikan, the Ad, Mikoyim Ploni, Gish Hichzik Baderech, it's going to be 30 days for each day. That is going, what it means to say is each day you have to observe a full term of 30 days. If it takes 10 days to reach your destination, you have to have 10 terms of Nazirus, each one is 30 days.
That's a chiddush. Who says that?
Rashi says that.
What we're about to see now?
Rashi, v'lehevi kol parsu parsa, each parsa, chad Nazirus. The dilma, hi, the kamar mikan, the ad mikoyim ploni, why are you measuring distance in terms of the amount of time it takes to travel? And that's going to be the unit for the number of, in the terms of Nazirus. Why don't we say that each parsa is the term? Call minyan parsois, the number of parsois, if there are 10 parsois, 10 terms of Nazirus. Mikan v'ad mekoyim ploni kibul lav Nazirus, shel shloishim. Each, Rashi is explicit, 30 days for each parsa. V'he megaleach b'soif kol shloishim, v'yavi sholosh behemois, v'yavi ad hasa mea parsois. If the distance between here and there is 100 parsois, lehevei nazir, Mea Nazirois. He'll have to be a Nazir 100 times. How many years of your life does that take you? 30 times 100. Is how many years? I don't know. Frech the Gemara v'leheve. Why do we have to, let's say none of the above. Not days, not parsois. Let's say it should be an Avna. What is an Avna? Mm-hmm. Avna is a neighborhood. You have the art scroll in front of you, Shlomi? How do they translate the word Avna? I told you it's a neighborhood, a machoz.
What do you define in a neighborhood?
When you travel from here to there, you pass through many towns. How many exit signs? Put it like that. If you're traveling on the highway, every exit sign is basically a new shtot.
Yeah.
Tom's River, Brick, Lakewood. When you travel on the you travel on a highway, an interstate highway, every exit sign is its own machoz.
Count. I don't drive, but every time you see says exit, that means...
Well, it depends where. When you travel on the highway, you very usually every exit sign is a separate community. Shlomi, what is the translation of the word Avna in the art scroll?
Each and every night lodging on the route.
Night lodging. Okay, the Rashi, I thought it says a machos, night lodge, find a night lodge. Basically, every rest stop. Every rest stop on the road. It's a very vague term. Every rest, I thought it meant the machos, it meant the neighborhood. He's touching it means
every... So rest
every,
stop, that's a lot more than neighborhood.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you can drive on the highway, there's no rest stop for miles and miles and miles. Last
when you
say
rest stop, mean like a motel, like a hotel?
No, to go to the bathroom, to go
that's
to McDonald's.
That's what you mean?
When I go to Boston, I always go to McDonald's. Always.
A lot of going to
McDonald's. I like going to McDonald's. I don't know.
Me.
There's a lot of McDonald's. There's a certain McDonald's I go to all the time. McDonald's, this McDonald's.
Nee.
Vaita. V'lehevi kol avna v'avna. They never saw a Jew in this place. I'm telling you, you come with me, they were mamish, you'll be a celebrity there.
Right.
They never saw a chassid, for sure.
They gave you a free burger.
They can, mama complaining.
Well, they call Avna vi Avna. The Ika mimoka imploini ad kan. There is mimoka imploini ad kan. Ki ilu kebel love. I'm reading the Rashi, the first white line. Megamava ad kan. Ki ilu kebel love. Chadin is yus lochal Avna. Every rest stop. In today's terminology,
it's 30 days.
Every exit on the highway is called another Avna. Think of it like that. The Iha, which is not totally in parsois, it's not totally in days. There's another way to define distance. The Gemara is introducing three yesoides, three different ways to define distance. Days, measurement, a measure of land, and rest stop. Life is a big derech. And in life, there are days, there are rest stops, and there is distance. Okay, this is a mashal. Everything in a halacha has a parallel in the world of Agada. This is a very good rasha. What? Vaita.
They
have eshem avnois. If there are 20 rest stops on the road, lechayu b'chol eshem shel shloishem shloishem. So then you're going to be chayv to observe in your lifetime 30 terms of nezirus. If the distance between here and there is 100 parsois, then it's going to be 100 terms. But in that same 100 parsois, there may only be 20 rest stops. So then you only have to observe 20 terms of nezirus. De milsa de avidi hi de manu in she'avne. It's very common. You go on the highway, and today that's the way it is. Isn't that the way to say how many there are? You know, there are a lot of things to say. There are eight signs, and you have on the highway you have the mile markers, right? You know, you familiar with that? On the highway,
every tenth of a mile.
There's a marker on along, so you can contact for an emergency. You can tell them exactly where you are. The manu in she avne kama avnos yesh mikan v'ad mokin ploni duchol mokin manu avne moches. Now the manu avne. Period. Now I think there's something with the Rashi. I think there's something over here. They're missing a dot. I'm not exactly sure. They count money. Mono avne. What is an avne? I believe Rashi now is like a new Dibur HaMaschil. I think Rashi over here is explaining this. It's a mochoiz shel kroch. What is a mochoiz? Mochoiz means a neighborhood. A mochoiz is a neighborhood of a city. Shekulon tuluyin lekrach. It is the central part of a krach, mochoy shel krach, shekulon teluyin lekrach. Ulusham and there, hasar.
Mean, like
I'm not sure, I don't know how to translate these words. Ulusham over there, hasar is todir. That's where the sar is. The chief of police is to be found there. Ulusham and there, poirin hamas, you pay the taxes. The avna loyazim ne'odam, he gives you a word, what the people call it. I will hear a number in my Gemara. Number one tells me what the translation of it, where's the number one in my Gemara? I can't find it. Oh no, I'm sorry, it's Oizayin. I'm sorry, Oizayin. It says, Chevel, the rope of the land. Kamotana shiloi, kamotanosa mi yeshivena. I don't know, it means some neighborhood. It means some type of, it's in a rest stop, a neighborhood, the capital. A central location of a region. You have a region, and they're all part of the township. Like Lakewood is part of, I don't know, all these things, we're part of Kings County. Flatbush is all, it's a chelik of Kings, do that in your taxes, King always Kings County. What is Kings County? I don't know. Kings County obviously is a larger area, which is Koilel, many other smaller areas. So he's calling in Avna such a type of center.
Kings County, this is Kings County, Brooklyn.
So what does Kings County include? Flatbush? What else? Canarsie? Does Kings County include Canarsie? What's everything? It stops somewhere. It includes Borough Park? I don't think so. You get the idea. Everything is broken down into different districts for voting. They just redrew the New York, whole New York City was redrawn now. They redrew the whole New York for voting. Who's your councilman? Who is your...
What do you mean they just redrew?
They redrew because the whole thing was corrupt. The whole thing was totally corrupt. They won. It was a long shot. They won the case. Pile ploim. how the New York City was so corrupt, it's not to be Mavid al Rayin, the corruption, but they won the case. The election that we drew it to withdraw the whole New York, Brooklyn, New York, it should be more normal. Who is your councilman? Who is your representative? So there are many different examples of where you take a neighborhood and you break it down into different pieces. And you have a central location, which is koilel, many smaller locations. That's all it means. That's an avna. Fine. Back to our Gemara. Okay, so therefore we have three different ways to measure distance. Parsois, days, and an avna. Okay, this guy here, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel, he's going to remember this forever. That's why I love learning with him. He, the bar... It's nogeha nafkamina. How many terms of nezirus?
So then the Gemara says,
we gotta know how many terms of nezirus. Are you gonna be a nazir for 100 days? Are you gonna have 30 terms of nezirus? You're gonna have only 10 terms of nezirus? 5, 20 terms of nezirus? We need to have a unit to measure what the distance between Mimokim Zeh, Lemokim Pliny.
Yeah.
And there's a nafgamina of how much of your life are you going to be a Nazir.
Yeah.
It's very Nogea. Whoever told you that the unit of measure are days? Maybe the unit of measure are parsois. Maybe it's an avna. And the Gemara proves, Miloi, tonight do we now learn, Haredi Nazir. Now here we go to a new example. Okay, now we get
so
to...
So the Gemara is going to bring a right.
I'm going to prove to you, let's see. Miloy Tanan, something similar to this case, Miloy Tanan, Hareni Nazir, Ka'afar Haaretz. I want to be a Nazir equal to the dust of the earth, the particles of dust. So what does that mean exactly, in essence? Forever. Because there, over here, the Gemara Rashi is going to explain, we're now introducing a new case, where a person gives a number that is more than his life. When you go talk about how many days it takes to travel between here and there, okay, so what, 5 days, 10 days, okay, so you'll spend a year, 2 years being a Nazir. But when you go, I want to be a Nazir like the stars in the sky. I want to be a Nazir like the Afar Haaretz. You're giving a number, it's not measurable. Whenever it's not measurable, then it means for your whole life. That's a guarantee. But wherever it is measurable, then we take into account. Let's see the Gemara. Hareni Nazir, Kafar Haaretz, or Uchesar Roishi. There are more strands of hair on your head than there are terms of Nazir that you can live in a lifetime.
That one I have problems with. If you don't have a lot of hair.
Okay, you're saying good. He's asking a very good kasha. What about people who don't have too much hair? Okay, let's leave it with the kasha. Uchesar Roishi, Uchechol Hayom, the sand of the sea.
Or, he's giving
Right? Hadezer Nazir Oilam. Not a Nazir Li Oilam, a Nazir Oilam without the Lama, which means you observe continuous terms of Nazirus every 30 days.
And you take off the hair and you start all over again.
All over again. Umigaleach Echad Lishloishim. Remember, there's a Nazir Oilam versus a Nazir Li Oilam. With a Lamed, it means one continuous term forever. You never shave your hair. Because when will you? Because it goes on your whole life. And when does it end? When the person dies. When he dies, he's dead. He can't bring the korbanos. It's too late to bring the korbanos. So he's a nazir his whole life. But if you say nazir oilam, it means every 30 days. So what's the kasha? So what is the kasha? Let's see the Rashi. Hareini nazir kafaret chaser sarosh hareiz nazir liyom yachul achol shoshim yoyim. The mashma, the amar harei alai nazirus kibinyan sarashi. So what's the kasha? The mashma, the amar harei alai nazirus kibinyan sarashi. What's the more's kasha? What exactly is the kasha? I forgot the more's kasha. What's the more's kasha?
Mi loitnan kai gavna neighborhood.
Mi loitnan kai gavna. So what's the more's kasha? I'll say what the more's kasha.
Number four, the havu kolav avna.
What do we find? We find that there are other units. It's not the only unit. I think what he means to say is, I think the Morris Kasha is, what he means to say is that days is not the only way you measure.
Oh, he brings it right.
The Gemara and the Hamin, the only way you can measure are in terms of days. It's not so. Look, you can measure in terms of dust of the earth. You can measure in terms of the grains of sand. You can measure in terms of the Saroishi, objects. Objects. Until now, we were doing units of measure in time. How I'm traveling. How much time does it take for me to go from location A to location B? 10 days. A day is not an object. A day is something which is abstract. So therefore, that's l'chayra, the reason why you say that the determination is 10 days, because we're dealing with time. Whoever told you the only way to measure nezirus is in terms of time? Why not focus on objects? For example, a neighborhood, a capital, a rest stop, is a makom. Objects. Oh, maybe you'll tell me, but there's no such thing as using objects in order to make a measurement. I will show you that we do use objects as a determining factor for a measurement. Sa'aroishi, afar haaretz, b'chol hayom. So just like we can use kernels of grain, we can use a rest stop, a location, a mokim, to be a determining factor. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
And the Brayer just tells us that since these items are more numerous than the amount of time you have in your life to make it out, the Mela, the person asks, is a nazir oila. So we have a kasha. So the Gemara says, so we have a kasha. So how are we going to answer this kasha? So why not do we say avna v'yavna? So the Gemara answers, here's the answer. The Gemara's answer is anything which is infinite we did not learn. Now what does that mean exactly? I don't know how I thought I prepared this. Look at the Rashi. Rashi, kol milsa the isbe kitusa kigoy mikan get moko imploni mikan. The ad mekoyim ploni loyketani. The lehavi command the mekabel alei nezius shemegalech b'soif kol shloishim ushloishim el command the mekabel echodo nezius arichta ad mekoyim ploni. Wait a minute, I'm in trouble now over here. I'm in trouble over here. One second. Oh, all right. I made a very big mistake. You ready now? You ready for my big mistake? The whole Gemara's kasha, when the Gemara starts off over here, when the person... What? We're learning the wrong Masechta. Learn... Masechta Erechin tonight. No, the mistake is like this. This is my mistake. When the Gemara started out, the Gemara talks about days. Whenever the Gemara talks about days, it means... when you talk about days, how many days does it take for me to go from here to there? It means... it's going to be one term of Nazirus for that number of days. So if it takes me to get to this Mokim Ploni 50 days, so how long is the Nazirus for? Is it 50 times 30 or is it 50 days? 50 days. The Gemara says, why 50 days? Why not 50 times 30? So look, then the Gemara's answer is, the only time you're going to say it's 50 times 30 is only when the only time you're going to say it's going to be 30 is when you use something that is infinite, that is more than your lifespan. But when you say, but days is something less. Look at the first Rashi. Look at the first Rashi of the Gemara. What? No. So Paris. Let's see. Look at the first Rashi. The first Rashi of the Gemara. I want to be a Nazir. Mikan ad mikoyim ploini. The Mishnah. Mikan ad mikoyim ploini. So the Mishnah says, if the distance between here and that location is less than 30 days, you're a Nazir for 30 days. But let's say the distance between here and that location is going to be, let's say, more than 30 days.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be a Nazir one term, the amount of time it takes for you to travel from here until that location, which is, let's say, it's 50 days. I'm going to be a Nazir one time for 50 days.
Yes.
Okay, not 30 days.
Correct.
And not 30 times 50.
Right, not every day.
Not
30 days.
Not 30 times 50. One term of Nezirus with one set of kabbalas.
That's
how we went before, yeah. Frag the Gemara, look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Deli oilam ein Nezirus pachas mishloshim. V'im yesh misham ad mokoyim ploini yoyser mibahalach shloshim yoyim kigoyin arboim yoyim oichamishim yoyim harei zeh nozir kiminyan hayomim.
Right.
50 days. Dohavi kamando amar, if you say, I want to be nozir, mikan, right, the Harani Nazir ad Arboim Yoim or ad Chamishim Yoim. Frek the Gemara, all the Gemara's questions now was why? Why do you say when you go and you say I want to be a Nazir Mikan Viad Mikoyim Ploini?
Yeah.
So we're gonna go measure days, and once we measure days, it means you can be a Nazir only one time for the amount of days. Why don't we say we're gonna measure Parsois and you'll be a Nazir 30 times for each Parsa?
Why would you want to say that?
Why? Let's see that because we have a raya, because we have a case where it says Saroshi. Because we have Tanya, we have Saroshi, or Afar Haaretz, or what's it?
Which is it for
L'chol,
this?
Which, and there we measure 30 days for each kernel of grain.
Yeah.
So therefore, when you have units, we do 30 times each unit. Yeah, so why should you go say that we're going to measure the amount of days? And which turns out, when you're going to go talk about days, automatically it's going to mean that you're going to have one nizirus for that number of days. Don't focus on days. Focus on items. And when you focus on items, then you'll have 30 days for each item. What would the items be? Parsois or Avna. So if you're going to focus on days, how long does it take me to travel from here to there? So it takes me 50 days. Oh, 50 days. So what do you mean to say? I want to be a Nazir once for 50 days. Who says you should look at days? I want to travel from here to there. How many miles is it? Oh, it's 30 miles. 30 miles. That means you're going to be a Nazir 30 times for 30. You're going to be a Nazir 30 times for 30 days. If you're going to measure it in terms of days, then it's self-understood. You're going to be a Nazir once for that number of days. But if you're going to measure in terms of objects, then it automatically means for each object, I'm going to be a Nazir for a term of Nazirus. So our first kash was Parsois. We don't measure in Parsois. Avna. Oh, good kasha. It's a good kasha. Why not do Avna? Oh, you know what? And don't go tell me that we don't do this, because I'll show you in the Mishnah, because it says in the Mishnah that if a person says, I want Saroshi, or I want to go measure Afar Aretz, or the Chol Hayam, so for each kernel, it's another 30 days. So therefore, when you're traveling on the road, don't focus on days, focus on rest stops, numbers, and then you'll be 30 days for each rest stop. So the Gemara says, no, here's the difference. The only time we say that an object turns into 30 days per object is only when the number of objects is more numerous than your lifespan. For example, Saroshi, the Afar Haaretz, the Chol Hayom. But when you're dealing...
Then what?
Then it means you're Nazir forever. But when you're dealing with something...
What's that, you're forever? That means every 30 days you have to bring words and shave up your...
For the rest of your life.
And you have to start.
But when
you're
dealing with a number that you can count, then no matter what it is, whether it's going to be rest stops, whether it's going to be days, once the number is within the realm of counting, you can actually count it, then it means one term of Nazirus for that number. So the determining...
For example, let's say...
Avna, let's say you would say, I want to be a Nazir for the number of rest stops.
Yeah.
In a Chanami. I want to be a number for the number of rest stops between here and that location.
So let's say it's...
So if you count, go on the map and go count the number of exit signs. There are 25. So you're not... So let's there are 60. Let's say you count. There are 60 exit signs. So you're a Nazir once for 60 days. If you
once
can...
for 60 days?
For 60 days.
If there's 60 stops...
Yes. If you can count it, something is within
the
realm of your
like
counting,
days.
But if something, exactly, that's Gemara's answer. So once already, it's always going to be days. Once we go into the ballpark of days, it's much more logical. If you say, I want to be a Nazir Mikan, from here until we reach that destination, we're going to use distance in terms of traveling time, not in terms of objects, because that'll be a chumra, by the way, because the avnas are much less than the number of days it takes to travel there. So once, if we're dealing with a number that's going to be infinite, then automatically what it means is you want to be a Nazir every 30 days. But if we're dealing with a number that is tangible, that's within our ability to count, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's going to be rest stops, whether it's going to be parsois, whether it's going to be the number of days it takes to travel, we're dealing with a single term of Nazirus for that number of days. Once you go into that ballpark of a single term of Nazirus for a specific number of days, it's logical when you are in doubt, when you just make a statement, I'm going to travel the amount of time from here to that location, no matter how you want to slice it and dice it, whether you want to go focus on parsois or avna or days, it's going to be a number that you can count. That's within the realm of counting, which means I'm going to be a Nazir once based upon that number of days. Once you're in that ballpark, then it's logical you should drop everything.
How does that coincide with what Rashi has been telling us?
That's the Rashi's kasha. What? That was the Gemara's whole kasha. Okay, look through the Gemara again. Right, that is exactly the Gemara's kasha. Look. No, that's exactly the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara again very quickly. Look at the Gemara again. Gemara, Amai. Okay, Amai. Tanan. Okay, let's start the Gemara again very quickly one more time. Tanan. One, two, three, four lines after the Gemara begins. Tanan. Hareini Nazir. Mikan ad Mokoin Ployni. Oimdim. This is where it all starts. Kama Yomim. How many days? Mikan the ad Mokoin Ployni. Pachus mishloishim yoyim, nazir shloishim yoyim. V'yim lav, nazir, what does it say over here? Kiminyan hayomim. What does that mean? One term of nazirus for that number of days. If it takes me 50 days to travel from location A to location B, you're a nazir once for 50 days. One term. At the end of 50 days, you bring one set of korbanos. Frek the Gemara, the Emo Hachinam. The Gemara is a side kasha. The Emo Hachinam, Arichle Leha Milsa Kiman Vian Mekoyim Ployni. The Gemara, Amarava, Shehichzik Bederach. No, you're already traveling. Fine. Frek the Gemara, Why? Now here's the difficult part. Why are you telling me that if I'm already traveling, I make a statement from Mikan Vian Mekoyim Ployni, we didn't count the number of days, and you're going to be Nazir once for 50 days? Why don't we say we'll count the parsois, and you'll be a nazir? You'll observe a complete term, of 30 days for every unit, for each parsa, 30 days. Mikan ad mikoyim ployni. You're telling me it means days. It takes 50 days. You're already on the road, you're traveling, it's going to take you 50 days to reach a destination, nazir one time for 50 days. Why? Why not suggest, mikan ad mekoyim ployni, there are 10 parsois. So I'll be a nazir, and what it means is I'll be a nazir 10 times for 30 days. Why is it only one term of nazirus for 50 days? Let it be, we'll use a different unit of measure, and you'll be a nazir multiple times based upon that unit of measure. That's the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is not so much. The Gemara's kasha is not the kasha on the use parsois instead of using days. The Gemara's question is much deeper. Why is the term of nazirus only one term with one set of korbanos and one term of 50 days? Why not, instead of focusing on days, let's focus on units and use each unit as representing a complete term of 30 days? And what's the first thing to start with? Parsois. The aim of Lehevi called parsu parsa, and Rashi explains very clearly. The Gemara's question is, was it one term of 50 days? Let's let it be multiple terms for
what's
each parsa.
What's the Lashon Ksusa? What does it mean, Ksusa?
What? Where's the Ksusa? What are you talking about? Where are you reading from? Amar Papa, but Ash Dloy Money Parsei. Frag the Gemara, fine. Oh, Vlehave, Kol Avna Viavna. So now the Gemara is saying, whoever told you such a thing? Whoever told you there's such a thing as using units to have 30 days multiplied by each unit? And the answer is, I'll show you. Milo Tanan, Hari Nozik Afaritz, Chsan Shereshi, Chol Hayom, Hari Zinozu Oilam, that each kernel of grain, each kernel of sand is 30 days. So you do see this such a thing as using units of measure, and each unit of measure turns into 30 days. So he must know it's not a Rai. The only time you say that is only when the units that you're using are infinite. And it's too numerous, but if you have a unit that you can measure, then it means time, one term in time. Oh, we have to stop here. I don't know how she or I'm a left, yeah, I need to be a perfect.